Now, over the next month or so, we're going to look at various aspects of life in Italy in conjunction with Beer and Moretti. And later on, we'll be giving away some Moretti and pizza. We'll come back to that. First, though, the traditional Italian family dinner, an affair that usually lasts hours. Italian food specialist Claudio Muscati is here to tell us what happens when he goes home to the mammy for the dinner. Afternoon, Claudio.
Good afternoon to you, guys.
So in Italy, typically speaking, dinner time would start at what time?
Let's say we all gather together about maybe 7 o'clock, 7-ish, something like that. And it goes through for a long time through the evening.
Yeah. So talk us through the stages of that.
Basically, it's about 4 or 5 stages of that, and no concern about dishes that you might see coming from the kitchen from mamas or nanas working on it, or your wife, you know what I mean, that you have a party, a business party in the house. Anyway, it's all divided by 5-6 courses. And they're all very smallish. We start with an appetizer and we keep going with the others.
And is everybody sitting at the table at this stage, or do you have the kind of the appetizers first elsewhere?
At the start, we don't sit down on the table, no. We stand in, we are mingling with people, everybody was invited. And we take the opportunity to catch up, I guess, with a little appetizer, some bubbles, some beer. Something very easy, you know, very, very familiar.
Mm. And so then at what stage do you sit down at the table?
Then about maybe an hour later, we gather, we sit down on the table. We left the first course, well, the second course, because the first one would have been an appetizer. And then the first course would have been a starter. Then, I don't know, some parma, ham and melon, something very fresh in a winter.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a main course. Well, a main course, a first course, which will be maybe a pasta, a lasagna, or then followed by a risotto. But this is all very small portions now. We're not going to the excess of an Irish kind of dinner meal, you know, on a Sunday roast, which everything is together on the same plate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're smallish, and they're more to get you through the whole event of the night, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
And there would be big gaps between these courses, would there?
Well, no, not really, because if you take a gap and then you might, you know, the food that sits in the belly, and then, you know, you might miss the other next courses that are going to come on. So it's everything very fast. What you actually take time on is probably between the desserts and the fruits at the end of the night, or between the appetizer and the starter. So that would actually make the dinner longer, because you kind of gather together, you talk, you have an appetizer, a starter, and then after that, the first course, the second course, and the third course will come one after that. It's a matter of, it's very important to do that, because you would find yourself very full between the first course and the second course, and you won't be able for the third and the dessert.
Yeah.
So it has to be kind of fast, but it's well shared between 3 hours, I'd say, of a dinner time, from when you meet to the fruit, I would say.
And to produce that range of different foods over that period of time, are most Italian, kitchens in most Italian houses super equipped so that they can do all this?
Well, you just have to have plenty of pots and pans, I guess, and a few spatulas. That's all you need. You know, the Italians as well for parties are very... they're very organized in a way that they actually do. It depends on the event. We might use plastic plates instead of using porcelain plates, you know what I mean? Because you have so many courses, so that's, you need about maybe 50 plates at home, you know what I mean, to be washing later on. So that doesn't, the kitchen usually at home, they don't give you that. So what you do is you have one main plain plate in front of you, just to show you that's you see there, and then you'll have plastic plates comes in one after the other with lasagna or a risotto, after that a steak, or maybe some roast on the table, which you can pick out of yourself. You know, it's an opportunity that if someone wants the food, is going to get it, and someone else has. So the food is always on the table to reach.
Yeah,
basically.
When it comes to dessert, in Italy, do people have desserts as we understand them, or are there more of a small selection of things?
It depends. Everything is very regional from each side of the country. You know, you have different kind of desserts. depends the party that is on about, you know what I mean, as you know, the dessert will be followed by the fruits anyway, you know, by fresh fruits, some macedonia, something mixed salad of fruits or something like that. So the dessert will be only one, or maybe someone brings something on an ice cream or gelato, you know what I mean, and you'll have one of those to share together. I mean, it's pretty simple on the dessert one. Usually it's only one, thank God.
And now what you've just described, would this be an event, or is this a typical dinner? Is this a dinner you'd have on a Tuesday night?
Well, no, I wouldn't say on a Tuesday, but you would still have praise on the three meals. I'd say you... My mother, if she would cook for me when I got home on a Tuesday night, she would do a pasta. I would have some parma ham at the start, a pasta, and then a steak, and then maybe a fruit salad. That wouldn't have all the five, six courses all together. But that doesn't mean that they're all very big. As I said, the steak, it would only be the steak. There wouldn't be roast potatoes, roasted broccoli, cauliflowers with the steak. It would only be the steak. Then you would have the pasta, would only be the pasta, not, you know, not a side salad or something like that. It's based on modest portions, and that's what makes it interesting, because you can go through the all 5-6 portions yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
And you know, and you did mention at the start there, Claudio, that it's often the mother or the wife who's doing this. Do they get to eat their dinner at all, given that they've so much cooking to do?
Well, I guess so. I never see my mom eating during the meal, you know, because of the parties, a bit so exhausting, I guess, between the washing up and the cooking. But I guess they do get food as well. They sit down for maybe 2-3 minutes and they just move on again. It's just the way that it's braced, you know. It's been like that. I've seen that. I've been in an Irish family myself, and I see that happens as well. The wife cooks the meal the whole day. She sits down. She's having it. Might be the last one to finish, but then she get up and she goes again. Oh, actually, we get up and we go to the cooker and wash up.
Okay.
You know, but... my mom wouldn't even let me do that, you know, so not enjoying on that one.
And you're not going to argue too much about that
can't.
One.
You just can't.
And these also would be very much family occasions, and people, anyone's been to Italy would have witnessed that it's all generations who
sit down
for
these days. It's been a tradition. I guess the parties, Italian-style parties, have been kind of a tradition, but we're still doing the Italian parties in a very, very nice way. Long parties, for sure.
Claudio Muscati, thanks very much for talking to us today.
You're more than welcome, man. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.